Marcus over here. You probably just heard my question, Yvonne, a moment ago. You've done so much over the years, and you just had a taste of a playoff win. And can you talk about the satisfaction and kind of the, you know, the hunger you have to make, you know, to get to 2 weeks from now?
You know, every week it's a new season, and you know, just getting an opportunity to sort of make it to the postseason. But you know, when it was four times, and you don't ever really able to win that game. And then last week was really big for me because you was able to really get that game and, you know, sort of write a chapter in your book. But it's not like now. It's what have you done for me lately? And we're getting ready for this week. It's going to be a big game this week, and, you know, we're ready for that.
If I could just follow up for a second. Did you, for all that time when you weren't getting to that level, did you wonder if you're going to have a taste of this? I mean, do you wonder if maybe you're just going to go your career and not have it?
I think every year is a new year. And, you know, once I left the Cowboys, I knew, you know, coming to the Denver Broncos, it was a, you know, really, really good team, and we had a chance to make the playoffs. And, you know, last year we made the playoffs, but we lost. And then this year I feel like we got a taste of it, but now we had a little bit more tenacity in going into the postseason and saying this right here is what we really want. And you can tell, you know, from the maturity of the guys and how the guys are playing and how the offense is playing and how the defense is playing, and guys really want it. And I think that's really big when the experience really comes in.
There's a lot of talk about urgency this season, especially in the playoffs. Do you feel that for you personally, and is there a greater appreciation at this point in your career?
I think there is a greater appreciation for, I mean, playing 11 years and not being to make the postseason like I've always wanted to. And there's always a sense of urgency, starting with, you know, working out, OTAs, mini camp, training camp. There's a sense of urgency, especially when I came here, when they brought Talib in, they brought T.J. Ward in, bringing me in, saying we have to have that defense, saying we had the offense with Peyton, and we can score points. This or here's that missing piece. So there was a sense of urgency last year, and now you can tell that, you know, the guys just have that grit, are really just wanting and getting out there and just playing and giving it all they got. And it's all about, you know, what have you done for the next man? And guys are really getting out there and really playing, and we're excelling to this point right now.
DeMarcus, Brady dropped back 42 times against the Chiefs. Average release time was 1.94 seconds from snap to release. How does a pass rusher impact a quarterback when the ball is getting out that quick?
So that means that I have to get off the ball a little bit more faster, and I need to get to him at 1.8 seconds, I mean, to be honest with you. But, you know, a guy like Brady, you got to be able to have good corners, which we have, that can, you know, give the pass rusher a little bit more extra time to get there. Because if he's getting off the ball 1.9 seconds, nobody's going to ever get to him. You can see that from the Kansas City game, in which they had, you know, Tom Mahali, and they had, you know, Houston. They still couldn't get there. So you got to be able to have those corners to give you just buy you a little bit more extra time to get to him.
With so many young guys a part of this team, and with your veteran leadership, my question to you is, how do you impress upon them the importance of making sure this week is a week of work and a week of focus to make sure that they get what they want out of this situation as well?
I mean, I think when you talk to the young guys, you got to put things in perspective. And they look at you and say, DeMarcus, yeah, you played for 11 years. But I look back at them and I tell them, when I was 13-3, I lost in the playoffs. When I was 9-7, I lost in the playoffs. When I was 12-4, I lost in the playoffs. And I say, guess what? I lost in the playoffs last year also. I said, I've been in this thing in 11 years, and you've only been in this thing for 1 year, and guess what? You have an opportunity to do something great. And I said, and they asked me, actually, are you ready? I said, are you kidding me? What do you mean, am I ready? I said, I've lost four times, and I got an opportunity to now do something great. And I asked you, are you with me or not? And those guys look at me, and it's real to sort of see that they can see that eye-to-eye, you know, feeling, and the guys really wanting it. That's why the guys are on board right now. It started from the beginning of the season, and it's going into now.
DeMarcus, as a football fan, what's your appreciation for the kind of the history of the Manning-Brady rivalries? This is 17 of them now. And what does it mean for you now to be kind of part of something that's kind of got such great football significance?
You have two great quarterbacks that's at the pinnacle part of their careers, and they've been so consistent from the adversity that they've been through throughout their whole career. And now the Clash of the Titans is, you know, back here again. And now you have an opportunity. You know, when you're a young kid, you can see, you watch those games or you play them on the video games, but now you're on the field with those guys and you're getting that aura from the crowd or you're getting that feel from that next teammate beside you. And that next teammate for me is Peyton. So I think that's a big monumental thing for me, and I'm really excited, you know, to be playing this week and be part of this experience.
DeMarcus, over here. You got the one seed. You're playing at home, but yet you guys are viewed as a considerable underdog, and not a lot of people are picking this team to win this game. Do you guys notice that? Why do you think that is, that the one seed is viewed as an underdog?
I mean, this whole season we've been the underdog every single team that we played. But you can also see where we are right now and from the hard work that we put in. And there's a lot of underdogs on this team, from, you know, Chris Harris that been undrafted free agent and now playing really well, to a guy like Shaq that's, you know, played consistent 2 years and now have an opportunity to be like a starter and play like a starter and do something great. And so that underdog mentality, when you think of a small guy coming from, you know, Auburn, Alabama, I sit there and tell you that that's a good thing, because now that pressure is not on us, it's on the other team. And the only thing we need to go out there and do is just get the job done.
DeMarcus, Peyton said just a little while ago that it was really tough for him to watch the Patriots game in the regular season in that equipment room, but he said the one benefit was watching it with you. Yeah. He also mentioned the hot dogs were pretty good, but yeah, what was that like for you, watching it with Peyton?
We went out there with the first half and we was on the sideline. I think after that halftime show, it started snowing. And me and Peyton looked at ourselves and said, you know, we're about to go in this locker room and try to do what we need to do. We put our headsets on and we were in the equipment room. And it's so weird to see when a quarterback gets a call and how he feels about the play, because we're watching it on national television. And then all of a sudden I get a defensive play on the headset, and he looks at me, and I'm like, God, man, we should have called this play. Or he's like, we should have called this play. And you can see, like, two guys going back and forth. And so that was, like, a whole totally different deal to be able to sort of experience that. Peyton one time, Malik, I think he missed a tackle or did something. He said, DeMarcus, go out there and tell him, you know, we need to run this play. And I'm running all the way back out there on the sideline and telling him about, you know, some pass rush play, and it actually worked. And they got a sack, and I told Peyton, I'm like, hey, go and tell Brock that he needs to do this. And he puts his stuff on and goes out there. So it was just funny just to see that, but it was fun at that time.
Time for two more, please. As a defensive player, having sort of getting your first look within the organization with Peyton Manning, like, what did you see as far as, like, how he prepares and how he goes about his business? And also another question, what was your first impression of Coach Kubiak, and what have you seen from him throughout the year?
When you think about a true professional and a job, and just not saying, okay, I did this I wanted to, you know, be an NFL football player. He looks at it as, this is my job. This is my passion. I'm a competitor, and this is what I like to do. And you can see how he prepares in the meeting rooms, from the little small meticulous things on the snap count, or if he's doing some type of signal. You can see how professional he is, and that's why they call him the sheriff. Because he makes sure he gets the job done, and he's always policing everybody. I mean, that's just the way it is. And when Kubiak came here, I knew we needed that run-type defense. I'm going to say offense. And I played when he was at Houston, and do the same thing at Baltimore, how he bring that tenacity to that offensive line, what they need to do to get the job done. And that's the same thing that's been happening in the games, and it sort of trickled over to the players, and they're playing the same way.
DeMarcus, you talked briefly about the significance of Brady versus Peyton, but you played with Peyton, you played against Peyton, and you played against Tom. What is it about their personality, their development, just the way they are, that makes those two such special players?
I think when you talk about Brady and when you talk about Peyton and what makes them such great players, I think the consistency of knowing not how to stop. If you're 21, you know, under 21 at halftime, guess what? They go in and corral the guys and say, hey, you know, they know how to motivate the guys and say, this is what we need to do to win the game. They don't give up to the point to where if you hit them, they'll look at you and say, hey, good hit. Pisses you off a little bit because you want to go back and, you know, hit them again. But those are the type of guys and type of quarterbacks that are out there that have that defensive mentality, but that can make those offensive plays, and that's what makes them great.